if he don't mind, if she don't mind, if you don't mind. All I want, come on, let's pass a good time. Well, I see this villain the bumps are rooted. Well, I see this villain the bumps are rooted. We'll let them roll, because some things, baby, we can't control. You let the good times, you let them roll.
Some of you may recognize it, some of you don't, but this is Monkey in a Sack, Lil Buck Senegal.
I'm a hog for you, baby.
Whenever you need me, well, it's out of Kuwait, y'all.
Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include the Lil Buck Senegal Birthday Bash and CD Release Party, the Viatones, and a funk band named Machete. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Greetings. Move to KRVS every Sunday night for 2 hours of hardcore classic Rasta reggae radio right here on Jamon. Jamon, Sunday nights 9 to 11 p.m., Saturday mornings 1 to 3 here on KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Yeah. Whoa.
don't think I'll tell y'all. I won't thank you. I won't thank you for your love. I won't thank you. Love. I wanna thank you, little woman, giving your love. Give me a love. That's all I want. Thank you.
step on babies, you know. Tu connais moi, je comprends. Ça t'avait jonglé, puis elle va me faire content. Oh, puis elle va mener midi là.
Vous avez écouté le programme de Zarico et Pasolet ce matin avec MC et JB. On a du monde dans la chambre, l'autre bord.
Oui. Mais ça, c'est vrai.
We do have a great guest that we've been waiting for him to come, and it's been a long time, and it's certainly a pleasure to have him in the studio this morning. He's finally showed up, and we've been asking for such a long time, and that is Paul Lilbuck Senegal. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the great interview that we've had. We've been waiting for some time, as MC said. We've been waiting to have an opportunity to be able to chat, talk, parler un petit peu avec Lilbuck Senegal. And Senegal. He said, not Senegal now.
No. It's Senegal. It's Senegal?
No, Senegal. No,
no. Is it gal or gal? You got the gal to say gal?
Hold the mic closer to you.
Let me ask you something. Let's go.
I guess I
have been here 20 years. Have you been here before? Not this studio, but have you been at KRVS before?
Yeah, one time.
Okay, I know because I know. Have you been since I've been here in 20 years?
Yeah.
He did come. He did come one time when at the old studio.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. He came okay. In, good deal.
Yeah.
All right.
Lilbuck, let me ask you. Thank you again. Of course, we got Lil Poplo Day also in the studio.
Got a bunch of Lil, huh?
Yeah. That's all. Lil. But we said one thing about it. You said something about Lil Pop that he wasn't little.
That's Big Pop.
His Big Pop. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna settle that with Big Pop, and we're gonna. Anyway. Thanks for coming by, and I know that you have a big activity that's planned for tonight. And I just want to ask you about your 69 years, and you say it's 54 years of playing the guitar and playing the music.
Yeah.
What I was reading this. Did you get any lesson?
No.
No lesson?
No.
Pull the mic closer to you.
All right. Well, you know, my mama used to play a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And I would hear from her, and a guy down the street would pass every day, and I'd be playing, and he'd stop and show me little stuff like that. And just kept on going after
that. You just kept on going and say?
Kept rolling.
Rolling.
That's right.
And at what age did you get started, though? You said about what?
12.
12 years old. Mm-hmm. Wow. You remember a fellow by, I wrote this down here, Curtis Bonhomme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He used to play in my band with the Top Cats.
The Top Cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Now, name the bands that you played with.
Well, it's going to take all day, man.
Yeah, it would almost be John for him.
Yeah.
Who he hasn't played with.
That's right. Who you haven't played with. But I look at the article in the paper yesterday, and you say Paul Simon, Rockin' Dope C, Jude Taylor, Lazy Lester. We met Lazy Lester last year at the little club down on Surrey Street over there. They had that big blues bash that they had went on over there the first time. Little Freddie King, Barbara Lynn, William Bell, Gene Knight, and Al Carnival Time Johnson. And you got Roy Head, Warren Storm, and a dozen of others that you played.
Yeah. Easy, man.
Easy.
That's in the blood, bro.
It's in the blood.
That's right.
But then
you forgot Buckwheat.
Buckwheat.
You forgot Clifton Chenier.
Yeah. Clifton Chenier.
Furnace.
Yeah.
Lil Pop. Big Pop.
Yeah. all of those.
Right now, you know, except for the younger guys that's coming, I play with everybody else.
Yeah. Well, how can you blend into the music, though? Because
I could hear it.
You could hear it?
Yeah.
Because all of them have different styles somewhat.
Yeah.
But you're able to blend in with
that. You send me a CD or something, once I hear it one time, that's it, it's on, it's gone.
But you told me earlier this morning, don't sing. And he told me not to sing.
He don't want you to sing.
He doesn't want me to sing.
Who told you that? You or him or Lil Pop?
Lil Buck told me that.
Wait, I'm interviewing with you or with the guy back there?
Both of them.
Oh, okay.
We each got a mic. Is that a problem?
You were born and reared on St. Charles Street.
Yeah.
Right there, right across from the cemetery.
1944.
Does anything ever scared you to really play the guitar?
I never go across there, man, you know. That's a cemetery, bro. Before, we used to pick macaws across there, but when they started putting them bodies there, that was the end of that, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then I worked there for 20 years.
Did anybody ever come out and talk to you?
No, they better not, no.
They never have a conversation with you?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I was just wondering about that, though, too. Now, tonight you have a big bash going on.
Yeah, birthday party and record release, CD release party at the Blue Moon.
Yeah, that CD release party at Lil Buck Senegal.
Senegal.
Greatest Hits Volume.
One.
Yeah, one.
Yeah, you know what that's all about? In 1968, I did music.
Mm-hmm.
In 1970, I did music. I skipped the 80s because I was with Clifton Chenier. 1990, back, I did another CD. In 2000, I did another one. So I put four songs from each CD and made that right at Lil Buck.
You put that together. And, and one of the big hits, now all of them are hits.
One is that instrumental, Monkey in the Sack.
Monkey in the Sack. Now, how did you ever come to write this one?
I don't know, man. We were just a bunch of guys at rehearsal in Cameron Crew.
Uh-huh.
And I started the rhythm, you know.
Yeah.
And the horn players got in there and put it in. And so we play a piece, stop, you know. And I said, what are we going to call that? Buck in the Sack, dude. That's what it was.
So that's what it was.
That's it.
Which band was that you were
Lil Buck and the Top Cats.
Lil Buck and the Top Cats.
15-piece band, bro.
15-piece.
Enamel. Oh, okay, we'll start with the trumpet player, Herbert Francis.
Uh-huh.
And Lewis. Courtney John Lewis. Saxophone, Gilbert Sam. Saxophone, Hubert Johnson. Alto Sack, Ken Roy, Alan Roy Broussard. Trombone, Wayne Byrne.
Mm-hmm.
Baritone, Richard Roy. Bass, Marty Francis. Drum, Leroy Etienne. Keyboard, Buckwheat, and myself.
Wow. Now, the Marty Francis, you're talking about?
Two brothers. Yeah, Marty Francis that played bass.
Yes.
Yeah, and his brother was the trumpet player.
Whoa. Hmm. Yeah, that's
interesting.
Interesting there. Yeah, let's listen to some music, and we're going to listen to that, and we're going to come back and talk. We're going to continue our conversation with Lil Buck there, Melvin. Let's play some more.
That's the second one.
Winding Road and Pine Tree.
Winding Road and Pine Tree.
Yeah, I recorded it with Alan Toussaint.
Listen to it, ladies and gentlemen.
I've been longing to be home, where I'm better known. I make no apology. Winding roads and pine trees getting next to me.
Lil Buck Senegal, new CD, will be available tonight at the Blue Moon. So if you come out to the Blue Moon, which I'm sure a lot of you will be there, you would have an opportunity to purchase that CD for him.
All right. That was winding a... Winding Road and Pine Trees.
Yeah. And the song is a lot longer because it was playing as we were talking, so it's a lot longer than
usual. I don't have the exact, it's 3 minutes and 4 seconds or something like that on it. How did you come up with this?
Coming back through Mississippi, you know, through the roads and all them pine trees and back there. We'll try writing something like that. Yeah.
And you wrote the lyrics?
Yeah, on the way coming out of Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And we got a little long stretch out of Alabama going to Mississippi.
On 20, I think it might have been
59.
Coming down
south, yeah.
That's what it is, yes. Mm-hmm. And you had, you said something about Alan Toussaint, yeah.
Yeah, well, when I got to the studio with it, you know, he said, look here, send me a cassette, I want to hear. And when I came out with that, I said, That's it. We got to hit it right now.
Now, you played with Alan Toussaint, who's a nationally known musician all over the world, too.
Yeah.
And we have, ladies and gentlemen, we do have that person sitting in the studio who have played with all of those noted musicians throughout the world and international musicians, Alan Toussaint and many others he has played with, and is none other than Lil Buck Senegal. Yeah. That lives right here, and
right down the street. I could walk back home from here, but I ain't walking.
I like how you say it, right down the street. I'm not that far.
But tonight over at Blue Moon, that's where you're gonna be.
Yeah, and all my friends are gonna be there.
Yeah,
you know?
We're gonna talk about. And what is this one, Melvin? Number three is Bad Situation.
Yeah. That's the title of one of the CDs.
Yeah, Bad Situation. Yeah. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Bad Situation. We'll be back with Paul Lil Buck Senegal and
Corey,
Lil Pop.
Big Pop did this.
I'm in a bad situation. Loneliness is right behind. I'm in a bad situation. Loneliness is right behind. I lost my family, about to lose my mind. I got a call early this morning, just about to break the dawn. Just about to break the dawn. She said you forget about the kids, boy, and that place you used to call your home. We'll be right back.
you ever had.
Écoutez le programme des Zarico et Pasale à ce matin, and we'll continue with more Zarico music. All right. As we come back again, and we got more people in the house, and we'd like to welcome Leroy and
Gerard.
And Gerard in the house this morning. So we got a good group. I mean, this is starting to be like it used to be, John, when we always had a lot of musicians that would come in and visit with us. And it's not that difficult to get in. Just let us know that you're coming in so that we can do that. And we still have Lil Buck in the house and Corey still in the house. And it's just a pleasure to have so many people that do so much for the community and for the music and for memories and all kind of good things. And it's just a pleasure just to have them all in the house this morning.
Mm-hmm. So, Melvin, we're just getting ready to go to commercial anyway, underwriting in a few minutes. We're going to be talking. We're going to come back and talk to Leroy, Lil Buck, Gerard, and Lil Pop. And we've got too many Lils in here. We got to have some big ones in
big
here.
Pop.
Anyway.
Got to change his name to Big Pop.
Anyway, just to let you know that tonight that Gerard De La Farce is going to be at Old Darby in Cannon Cross starting at 9:30 tonight. So he's inviting all of his friends to come by there tonight, and that's Gerard De La Farce is going to be at the place. So, and we're going to be talking about Blue Moon tonight, and of course where Leroy is going to be, and hopefully he can come and join us at Blue Moon, and we would be looking forward to he and Gerard to come and be on stage with us at Blue Moon. We can introduce him, get an opportunity to introduce another one, because we have a lineup 10 right now, 10 musicians
that's
going
to play.
That's going to be playing.
Starting at what time?
Starting up probably about 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
All right. Queen of Peace tomorrow is the Boucherie. They will have food that will be available at 10:30, but the activities are going to start from 12 to 4 tomorrow, and they will have boudin, cracklings, pork.